Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, it's a Monday morning, magnificent Monday. Well, if you're one of those individuals who go to bed on Sunday night dreading getting up on Monday because you have to go to the quote-unquote job, maybe that's a good sign that you need some release your power coaching. I find that a lot of people who typically make a great candidate for the release your power coaching program, which we're offering a special promotion today. If you sign up today, you can sign up for one of the programs, get the payment split, and all you need to put down today would be $5. So I'm just letting you know, if you're one of those individuals who, when you wake up on Monday morning dreading to go to work, or even Sunday brought some sadness and discomfort and a little unhappiness to you because you knew that what was to follow on was Monday morning, dreading to go to work, then you are a possible candidate for a program like Release Your Power. Because what that says, that you are not there yet in the place where what you do, you're so in love with what you do that it doesn't seem like quote unquote work. So you're not dreading going to quote unquote work. Therefore, you're not dreading Monday morning. You know, stress, believe it or not, can definitely make you ill. Yes, the doctors have confirmed it for years. Studies are already out there. Stress can make you ill, can cause various diseases. Let me tell you something else that can cause diseases. And this is why you really want to make sure that what you do, you really love what you do. Another thing can be poor eating habits, believe it or not. Doctors have done major studies and the results are in that when you do not properly eat, when you don't eat properly, guess what? You could be doing yourself a lot of harm. So you definitely, definitely, definitely want to be aware of these things. You don't want to be unaware. You want to be aware. So I just wanted to throw that out there at you. Just want to welcome each and every one of you to the broadcast today. You know, like for instance, I absolutely love broadcasting the show. So therefore, I'm not dreading getting up. You know, and I'm so glad really that we decided to schedule the show at 7 a.m. because, you know, there was a time when, oh boy, I dreaded getting up in the morning. But to do this show, which I absolutely love, coming on the air, coaching individuals to live the dream of their life, to live the dream of your life. So it's on at 7 a.m. I'm forced to get up early enough to be here. And I absolutely love doing that. And so you have to find something that you love doing. You know, I tell people, do what you love and the money will come. Because a lot of people are worried about the fact that the thing that they really love to do is they haven't found a way to monetize that. So I'm not doing this, what they're saying to themselves. I'm not going to do that. And many people are despondent and sad because they have jobs, but yet they are not being fulfilled. And these are individuals that even go to church. So it's not like they say, well, I'm fulfilled through Christ, you know. Well, no, they're not. They're not being fulfilled. Yes, we know that Christ fulfills you, but individuals still need to have a job or work or be an entrepreneur. You can be fulfilled in Christ, but still not using your talents, your gifts, your skills, your abilities. Still not doing that. So it's not just that, okay, you know, because I love the Lord, I'm fulfilled. But if that were the case, you wouldn't be miserable with Sunday night. You wouldn't be saying to yourself, oh, here comes Monday. But what I'm telling you, there is something that you can do that you would say, oh, Monday. Not, oh, Monday. You say, oh, Monday. You see, you'd be excited to get up. Yeah. You may still struggle with getting out of the bed in the morning, if that's your struggle. But it won't have nothing to do with Sunday night. Oh, here comes Monday, as it relates to your work, your job. You know, I met a woman yesterday evening. We were at an event at the Marriott Hotel at the Newark Airport. It was an awesome event, an Angel Award, Unsung Hero dinner, a gala type affair, and I met a woman there who, she absolutely loves what she does. And she talked about it with such, you know, excitement. She goes around the country helping young people out of gangs and out of bullying situations. But she absolutely loves doing that. So you got to find out what you really love doing. So welcome to the broadcast this morning. Our topic this morning, I want to talk this morning about switching gears. And certainly if you have a comment or a question that you would like to ask, please raise your hand, and I will let you into the conversation. But I definitely want to talk about switching gears. You know, a lot of times as an entrepreneur, and even if you're not an entrepreneur, there comes times when you have to switch gears and do something different. And that is, seems like a time right now for a lot of people. They're at a crossroads where they need to switch gears. It's like in your car. If you were driving what we call a stick, but even if not, even if you drive a car that's not a stick, you still, there comes a time where you have to switch gears, you know. And switching gears can sometimes be a little bit of a challenge. Sometimes you don't know which gear to put it in. Now, if you have a car that's automatic, it switches the gears for you. But you still have to make sure you maintain the car and do certain things in order that the transmission doesn't give out on you. But if you're in a manual car, you shift the gears on your own, and you pretty much, those cars, they say, are pretty a little bit more durable because you pretty much have more control over when you switch the gears. So I tell you, switching gears, though, can be a place where a lot of people, especially, you know, when you get near retirement or, you know, even in your 50s, some people in their 50s, they start wanting to switch gears. Some people in their 30s decide to, you know, let me switch gears, let me change up, let me do something a little bit different. It could be related to a business, it could be related to your career, your profession, or it could be in your personal life. You know, you have to switch gears. And a lot of times for people, switching gears is a little scary, you know, because it means now that you have to do what? Do something different, do something you're not used to doing something that you're not so comfortable with doing. So you have to switch gears. But switching gears should be something that we learn to embrace, because a lot of times if you stay in one place too long, you'll get stagnant. You know, you'll begin to get stuck, sort of like you almost feel like you're in a rut, and you just feel like you're not really moving anywhere. You feel like you're not really going anywhere, and that can also bring on some kinds of different types of stress. Okay, so there's different stress can come from different areas. So right here on the show on All About Entrepreneur, as we were working with entrepreneurs and individuals, leaders, this is all to move you forward. You know, people want to know, well, I wonder what that show is about. You know, a lot of people, they probably say, well, I wonder what that show is about. Well, that's what we're about. Okay? We are about moving forward. We want to move you forward in your entrepreneurship, in your personal life, your professional life. And switching gears is a product of moving forward. Or should I say, one of the tools that can help you to move forward. Forward in your it could be your personal relationship. It could be in your marriage. It could be it could be on the job, okay? It could be you could be writing a book. You need to move forward. I know I'm at that place right now. I'm trying to finish up my book, From Prostitute to Princess, you know, but I got a little stuck, so I have to move forward to get that project finished. So a lot of times we have to switch gears. Sometimes you got to do something different. That's what we mean by switching gears. Do something a little bit different. Sometimes if we do things the same way, constantly, we do it over and over and over the same way, we get stuck because we end up not being able to move forward. We end up in a place where we're wanting something different, but we're not getting those different results. And a lot of times it's because we're doing stuff the same way. And so I want to offer to you this notion of switching gears, do something different. Add something different to your life. Add something different to the various relationships that you have or the projects that you're working on. I mean, switching gears can be refreshing. It can be like getting a refreshed feeling. Switching gears could be like taking in a breath of fresh air, you know. If you just stop for a minute and take in a deep breath and then hold it for a minute, then let it out, you know. That even of itself feels refreshing. Refreshing, you might want to switch gears and do something different as it relates to school. A lot of times people, then they realize like, oh, you know, I could go back to school. I could get another certificate. Maybe you have all the degrees you want. That's fine. That's fine. If you have all the degrees that you want, that you have, great. Well, what about a certificate? It's because you have degrees, you could also get a certificate. You could go back to school, get various certificates. Different. You can get a certificate in a different field. You might want to get a certificate in something that you really, quote unquote, watch this, that you love doing. You know, a lot of people did that. Sure, they got their degrees, bachelor's, master's, PhDs, in different things that maybe they thought they wanted to work in that field. And then later in life, they switched gears and began to want to do something else. They don't want to go back to school to get an entire degree. So they went and got a certificate. For instance, I know, I'll give you one example of a woman that I know who did just that. She had a degree in bachelor's in communications. Then she went back and got an MBA in business. And then she went and got a certificate. Well, it's actually a degree, but it was held, classes were held like on a weekend. She went and got a degree in theology. So, you know, which is what she really loves. She loves teaching the Word of God. So she went back later and got that degree. But you don't have to get a whole degree. You can go get a certificate. Some places, some churches offer associate degrees, okay? You can go get a degree. I'll tell you a good degree that I thought about going back to get, just talking about switching gears here. I'm going to switch gears right now and just go off and talk about a little something else. Graphic art. Graphic art is a nice little degree to go and get, or certificate, I should say. You can find typically at your community college, wherever you live, whatever state you live in, whatever state here in the United States you live, or wherever you live, you could possibly, well, nowadays, no matter where you live, see, this is how, well, the world is switching gears on you, so you want to make sure you're on the cutting edge of switching gears. But, you know, now people can go to school online. So you could live in some horribly remote place where all you have is the internet. And guess what? You could end up being one of my students at either Essex County College or Union County College. All you need is internet access. That's it. That's it. And that's an example of not only switching gears, but also technology, which I was going to talk about, but I'll talk about technology possibly on Wednesday or Thursday. You know, we got cloud computing. We have a lot of technology that has advanced. It has totally advanced and moved us forward and switched our gears in how we communicate, in how we get information, in how we connect with others, okay? So in switching gears, so but being a graphic artist, that's a nice little certificate to have, because all of this being on the internet, everyone wants nice, colorful websites. I'll tell you another little certificate you can get in education, it doesn't take a whole lot, is learning how to be a blogger. Bloggers are getting paid a nice little bit of money, and all you have to love to do in order to blog is all you have to do is love to write. If you love to write, you can make a nice little income just blogging. That's if you love to write. Now, remember what we said. Do what you love, the money will come. So when you find what you love doing, okay, let's just say you like for me, I love giving events. I absolutely love it. I mean, you give me an event to do, and trust me, I'm going to be happy because that's what I enjoy doing. And so some people, they see me post a lot of events on Facebook especially, and they make comments like, oh, you're so busy. They think I'm overwhelmed. Well, sometimes, you know, sure, it can be a lot. But when you love what you do, it doesn't feel like work. It feels like play. So, yes, you're busy. But have you ever seen a little kid? Come on. You ever watch little children? Let's just say around 4 or 5, age 4 or 5, okay? 7, 8, 4, 5. You ever watch these kids? Boy, my God, you watch them, you're like, wow. You know, you get tired just watching them. They seem to have so much energy, right? And if they're real young, like around 2, and you see how they just run around into everything, doing everything, and then the parents will say something like, boy, I can't wait when they get home. They're going to just fall out, right? Well, sure, they are exhausted. But they were loving what they did. They weren't complaining. They were having fun. And so that's what it's like. Sure, you'll be tired like anybody else, but it won't be the same type of tiredness. And when you go to sleep, your sleep will be very, very restful because you poured it all out. You were doing what you loved. So that's what we're talking about. So for me, it's giving events and coaching people. Some people might say, well, Elisa, who do you coach? Well, you're on here, right? So I'm coaching you. So every morning at 7 a.m., I have a couple of coaching clients who tune in. Sometimes hundreds of coaching clients come back and listen to the archives. So that's what I'm talking about. So you can switch gears in education. You can switch gears in business. I've just given you a couple of ideas for different businesses that you can start and businesses that you can do on the side. You don't have to quit your day job. But I see so many people who are slaves to their jobs because of money. Now, when you are a slave to money, okay, let me just say, when you are a slave to money, you have to be very careful that you haven't made money your God. Yeah, that's G-O-D with a capital G. When you become a slave to money, when you're just on your job for the money, you don't love what you do, you have no desire to do it, when you're just on your job for the money, be careful, then you're a slave to money. So be careful that you don't make money your God. Because, you know, God, he doesn't like that. He's a jealous God. So don't, you know, try to, you know, save up, if you have to save up, okay, for a couple years. Could even be 5 years. You know, save your money. Don't go shop it all up. Save it. Invest it. Let it grow some interest, right? Design the business that you would want to do. Design, you know, who you would target, what your product or service would be, and go do what you would love. I think God would be a lot pleased with that. Correct? And so that's what you can do. You don't have to be a slave to money because you have to be real careful that money is not your God. And so that's what we're talking about this morning, you know, knowing how and when to switch gears. Knowing how and when to switch gears. You know, some people, they need to switch gears, but they don't have the confidence to do it. Well, let me again help you. That's where a coach would come in handy. So you can, you know, contact me, and that's what we do. We coach you to to your dream. So when you find that, sometimes what you need is another voice, someone to be able to bounce ideas off of, someone that you can go to in confidence with ideas, that somebody who won't look at you like you're 10 karat crazy, as my mother would say, you know, as your coach, type of coaching that I do. I have we call it coactive coaching. So it's based on what you want. If you if that's something you want to act upon, well, I'm going to co-chair that, so to speak. I'm going to support you in that. So I have the Release Your Power coaching system. You have to have three levels that you can choose to engage yourself in the coaching. You know, I tell people coaching is like going to a spa. No, it's not something you have to do. It's something that you want to do. It's something that you give yourself. So it's like a treat, so to speak. That's what coaching is. It's for those individuals who, those high-performing individuals, people who want to be, like, you know, over the top with their life and really enjoying it. It's not, coaching is not for people who, you know, like complaining and being miserable, who like being a victim of, woe is me, look at me, I'm not this, I'm not that. No. Coaching is for individuals who, like me, want to be over the top, doing what they love, enjoying their life, being happy, being successful, being fulfilled. That's what coaching is. A lot of people, I know, they're not quite sure what coaching is, what it is or what it's for. So, and a lot of times you go to people's websites and they'll have a list of things that what coaching is. And basically it pretty much all says the same thing. So I'm telling you that coaching is, that's what it is. It's to help you be like over the top, you know, that high performer, really in loving your life and enjoying what you do, loving each and every day, getting up each and every day, excited, going to bed, excited, knowing that you've accomplished what you want to accomplish. And the coach helps you really figure that out, what it is that you really want to do. Or you may already know what you want to do. There are a lot of people, they know what they want to do. They do, they really know, but they haven't done it yet. So what's up with that? So you know what it is, but you're not doing it. That's, you know, we got to kind of figure that out here. If you know what it is, you know, you want to be, if it's that great, if it's that wonderful, you know what it is, why aren't you doing it? And then there are others who know what they want. They are doing it, but they're just not doing it well. So therefore, you might want to work with a coach, because then we can, you know, again, bounce ideas off of. We can do some assessments, look and see maybe where there's a gap in where it is you want to be and where you are right now. And then we can look at some steps for you to close that gap. So we're excited about that. And we're, you know, we have, oh my God, so many. It's just a good thing, and we want to be able to help more and more people to live the life of their dreams. So if you need to switch gears, so that you can get the life of your dream, I want to encourage you that it's okay. Sometimes people just need a word of encouragement. It's okay. In other words, you know, God's got you. You can step out on faith. You can, you know, start that restaurant business. I look at the lady who does the cupcakes. Well, there's a lot of them, but one right here local that I know of, she's doing a fantastic job. But she probably never thought that she would be a cupcake expert. What are you an expert at? Maybe it's time that you switch gears and put your expertise to work. Maybe it's time you switch gears and do the job of your dream job. Maybe it's time you switch gears and write that book. Maybe, just maybe, it's time that you switch gears and go back to school. Go get a certificate, even if you don't want to go get an entire degree. Maybe, just maybe, it's time you switch gears in that dead relationship that you're in that's going nowhere. It's going nowhere. You know it. They know it. You both know it, but everybody's afraid to leave. I hope it's not because of money, because if you're a slave to money, you have to be careful that you don't make money your God. But it may be time to switch gears out of that bad relationship, that horrible relationship that's not working. Maybe, you need to switch gears in your job. Maybe you need to go for a new job, a new company. Step out on faith. Maybe you need to just apply for a job that you don't even think you can get, that you don't even think you qualify for. You just never know. The gears might be turning, and they might just turn and spin you into a great, wonderful place. Just maybe it's time to switch gears. Well, I thank you for tuning in. This has been Coach LaLisa. It is at the 7:30 mark. I think we've even gone over just a few minutes, but we still have a few minutes left. If you have any comment or question that you would like to make, I can open up your phone line and bring you into the conversation. If you have a comment or question, again, we offer you to check out our coaching products. We have a special on our website, CoachLaLisa.com. If you go to the website, we'll have the special up for you shortly. You can go there and you can order the special. Also, if you are interested in one of the coaching programs, we can get you in. You can break it up in 4 easy payments. And we are excited about all that is going to happen. Don't forget, if you haven't joined yet with our Women Leaders and Entrepreneurs International Association, please sign up. Please register. We have our monthly meeting. We have assessments for you. We have our True Colors assessment. We have a leadership assessment. And we have other benefits for you if you join this organization. We have our newsletter. We have a forum that you can participate in. You can learn how to blog. You can actually get paid for blogging. So blogging is a good thing to learn how to do, especially if you love to write. So we are out of time, but we are certainly not out of encouragement. And we want to encourage you, motivate you, inspire you to do great things with your life. You can do it. And don't forget, you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't no stopping you now. This has been Coach LaLisa, and you are on the move. Now listen to this as it takes us out of here, and we'll see you back tomorrow with the book project with Professor Terry Benjamin. All right. Have an awesome, awesome day.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLaLisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach LaLisa J. Williams.